Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate
it. Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, coming up on 4:04 in the afternoon, Hour 3, Felger Mazz, presented by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston, also presented by DraftKings. Latest on the Brady Watch, courtesy of Jimmy Stewart, texted us this at 9:30 this morning. Some of this has been further seconded by Tom Kern and Karen Garesian. It's been slightly modified by Adam Schefter, but probably the lead item is that, according to Jimmy Stewart's source, Tom and Bill talked yesterday, and Bill still talked like he owned Tom's rights. Curran put it that Bill spoke as if Brady was, quote, still under contract, according to his source. Karen Garesian said the conversation did not go well. So that's the first shoe to drop there. They finally spoke, and Bill apparently didn't give Brady the love that he was looking for in that first conversation. Adam Schefter furthered that and said the conversation didn't come yesterday. Let me give you the exact tweet. He said, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have spoken recently, but those talks were not yesterday. And the tone of their discussion was, quote, business as usual, per source. Still many questions left to answer. Well, business as usual, that doesn't...
Right, that's not a positive.
No, that tells me that Stewart, Curran, KG have it right.
Right, yep.
I mean, that business as usual is Bill being a... Dinkus.
Pud. Yeah, pud.
Yeah. Right? I mean, so that's business as usual.
Absolutely. That is the Belichick side of the account.
Okay, so whether it came yesterday or the day before, does that really matter? They have spoken recently, and the tone of their discussion was business per usual. What Brady's looking for is something different. He needs something beyond business as usual.
He wants the love.
He wants something that he's not gotten from the team the last couple of years. He wants something beyond business as usual. So I don't think that Schefter thing should make you feel any better if you want Tom Brady back. Furthermore, through his source, Jimmy Stewart, list of teams that Brady is interested in. San Fran, Tennessee, the Chargers and the Rams, and Miami. Antonio Brown, a factor. He says, the source says, Miami's pitch is probably going to be that we can bring in Antonio Brown for you. And that Brady probably gives Miami a meeting just because he wants to have a nod to Flores, but doesn't think he goes there. L.A. is business reasons. Tennessee would beat his ticket to Bill and Kraft, said his source. It's a great little nugget there. The Vrabel thing.
Absolutely.
Would be there. And so San Francisco, the thing there is Antonio Brown, potentially San Francisco as well. Antonio Brown burning the bridge in Vegas ultimately eliminated them, according to Jimmy's source. So that's what we're hearing. The Rams thing, again, is on Brady's end, not on their end. And I'll just say it again. I'm taking Brady more seriously because he's creating a legitimate market as opposed to the current market, which is a bunch of teams that he's never going to go to. He's never going to go to Tampa. He's never going to go play for Anthony Lynn. He's probably never going to go to Vegas and learn a whole new system. Probably not. And so he knows that. The Patriots know that. So those offers and that market doesn't create any leverage because he'll never do it. And everyone knows it. Tennessee, he might do. San Fran, he would do. And so I take him a little more seriously.
I mean, all he needs is one or two options. That's it. He doesn't need, all he needs is one. And the other thing, just quickly, on the whole idea of bringing him in and he's not a fit for an offense there, or if you're a team and you bring in Tom Brady at this stage of his career, and you try to shove your offense down his throat, you're a moron.
No question.
You shouldn't be in it in the first place. I go back to the Peyton Manning thing on this. This was, you bring in Manning, you let Manning play, you build the offense around him. That's the whole point. You don't bring in a guy and then force your offense on him at that stage of his career. If he's a young guy, fine. But otherwise, no way. Like, those teams are stupid if they do that.
So furthermore, this source of Jimmy Stewart's maintains still Brady at 0% chance for staying in New England. So I would just respectfully disagree with your source. I'm sure Brady feels that way now, or may be saying that. Certainly Brady's camp is talking a really big game. There's no doubt about that. But that's just that 0% doesn't allow for him changing his mind, which I think is still on the table. But I'm taking it more seriously, him leaving now, than I ever have. Getting San Fran involved like this is a serious threat, I think. Should San Francisco want Tom Brady?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, there's a lot of people attached.
That might be my heart talking, but yes.
Attached with the Niners. I mean, I think it makes sense. I mean, I think both make sense, except the psychological damage of losing that game. You know, is Shanahan ever going to trust Garoppolo? What's that relationship going to be going forward? That Super Bowl hangover, the mark that leaves, the way, you know, Garoppolo played and the way Shanahan called the second half of that fourth quarter is just, it was only 10 minutes of football, but boy, that leaves a mark when it's right there. And I don't know if that team will ever be back. And I wonder if they recognize that. You know what I mean? That the only way that they can shake that off is to change out Garoppolo or the coach. Or the only, you know, I said before, I think the only chance Garoppolo has to get back to the Super Bowl is to be coached by Belichick, because he might be that guy that never recovers from that sort of performance. But should San Francisco want Brady? You'd be surprised how many people think no. You should be surprised how many people, that the biggest impediment to Brady going back to San Francisco is not Brady's want, is not Brady's desire to go back there, but the Niners want to have him. The Niners desire to have him. Mike Florio and Peter King were talking about this just this morning. Let's give me a clip on that, Jimmy, number one.
Peter, what do you have to say about it?
I think he shouldn't go to the 49ers. Now, it'd make a wonderful story. It really would. And it could be that Kyle Shanahan deep down thinks, you know, I'll worry about 2022 and 2022. But give me Brady for the next 32 games, and I'll take my chances. We're going to win a Super Bowl. It just seems totally preposterous that the guy who you went and traded for, manna from heaven, dropped down, and you got Jimmy Garoppolo for a second-round pick, and now you would think about trading him after, by the way, 50 minutes into the Super Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo is 17 out of 20. The last 10 minutes, he's 2 for 10. He gets two or three passes batted down. He doesn't play well. But really, are we seriously going to say, let's get rid of Garoppolo for a guy who's won six Super Bowls and who's the most remarkable quarterback in NFL history? But are we really going to say that we should dump the Garoppolo experiment? We've already paid him. Are we going to dump that and go for the next year, maybe, or two, and just go for it all and then worry about 2022 in 2022?
So he said it doesn't make sense for that. Why give up on the long term for 2 years?
Because you don't believe on your guy in the long term. That's the reason to do it, and he's got a $15 million payment coming.
That would be the answer.
Yeah, if Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, the GM, have doubts, then that's reason enough. If they think that they would get back to that moment and Garoppolo would crap his pants again with 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, you got to move on. I can understand how that would be a tough sell to some of those guys in the locker room. You got George Kittle tweeting today, like, let's bring it back 10, you know, shouting out Garoppolo, essentially. So for some of those younger guys that really enjoy playing with him, yeah, I'm sure it'd be problematic.
So here's running back Jeff Wilson, who I don't even know. Like, where was he?
Right.
Like, who's this guy? I saw for like eight different running backs there in San Francisco. I don't remember this guy.
All interchangeable.
And they all ran for 200 yards. But running back Jeff Wilson Jr. said, quote, it's ludicrous to to Sports Illustrated, the thought of bringing Brady in to replace Garoppolo. He, meaning Garoppolo, just took us all the way to the Super Bowl. Great season, 14 wins. I mean, there's not a lot of quarterbacks that's even in this league that just had a season like that. And then you go from that season, taking the team all the way to the Super Bowl, to talks of being traded? So, I'm going to look at San Francisco the way I look at these Giants fans. What are you talking about? Like, this is... If you're swapping Jimmy Garoppolo for Kirk Cousins, I get it. Okay? If you're swapping Jimmy Garoppolo for Derek Carr, I get it. You're just swapping Jimmy Garoppolo for a guy that maybe is the guy, maybe not. You're swapping Jimmy Garoppolo for the greatest of all time, who still has game and is motivated to finish strong. I mean, that you're leaving that out. But Peter King thinks it's a bad move. Give me number two.
I love it. For a guy that doesn't like the move, you're making the case for the move, Peter.
I'm not making a case for the move. I'm just saying I would not do that at all. I would not do it. I would keep Jimmy Garoppolo in his first full year as a starter. He had a B to B plus year. Okay? And in my opinion, he's got the potential to be one of the best 10 quarterbacks in the league consistently, especially being coached by Kyle Shanahan, who is one of the two or three best offensive minds in football easily. So to me, I don't know why you would give up security at quarterback for the next 10 years for what you hope would be great for the next two. I'm not saying they're not going to do it.
Right.
I doubt they'll do it, but I wouldn't do it.
What you hope would be great for the next two? Like, I would treat Brady as a sure thing.
If they had Brady in the Super Bowl, they'd have won the game.
I mean, everyone acknowledges that.
They would have won the game. To me, it's the one glitch. And more importantly, to me, the critical part of the whole thing is if Shanahan doesn't trust him and won't put the game in his hands, like in a real situation, well, then what the hell are you doing?
And apparently this reporting is coming out too. Kern included in his story. A lot of people have heard it. Shanahan does not believe in Garoppolo. Not his first choice. He wanted Kirk Cousins. But Garoppolo fell into their lap, so they took him. And then Garoppolo has been winning games, so he has him. But that's not Shanahan's first choice.
No,
and you know what? I fought against that. But, boy, the way he treated him in the Super Bowl, it was obvious. He doesn't believe in him.
No. He runs the pass, and he protects the quarterback. And so other thing that Curran put in that story, and it's a good point, the Niners weren't totally sold at the beginning either. That's why they put in this clause to get out on April 1st. That's why it's there, because if it doesn't work, we want to get out. So this is the time they were going to think about it. And they've been down this road before. Alex Smith got him in the NFC Championship game. They didn't think it was good enough. So they went and explored Peyton Manning. And then now the danger now is that the Niners don't want to commit the same mistake, because that undermined Harbaugh in the locker room. Harbaugh lied to the players about it. It created a huge stink, and then the thing came apart. Then, you know, they had to rebuild it and Shanahan and whatever else. Okay, you know the rest of the story. I mean, they ended up going to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick. But, so I wonder if the Niners have some level of trepidation because of that. But they were in a similar spot with Alex Smith. And they went and checked out Manning.
Real quick, Chris Sims also doesn't think Brady to San Francisco makes sense for the Niners.
There's two things that would scare me if I'm the 49ers, and even scare me if I'm Tom Brady. You know, first off, it's going to be the hardest. You heard me say this, Mike. It's going to be the hardest offseason ever in Tom Brady's history if he wants to go to the San Francisco 49ers. It'll be the toughest offseason he's had since his rookie year in the NFL. He is going to have to go live inside the San Francisco facility and learn a new system and a language when he's only known one language his whole 20 years of his NFL life. Added to the fact, this will be my last thing I'll say about it, is that, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Peter made the point, this is his first year as a full starter. He's only going to get better. I can promise you Tom Brady is not going to get better. It's going the other way. So you have to take that into account too. And yes, there's great risk by, getting rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, bringing a polarizing figure like Tom Brady into your locker room, having to deal with the fanfare, the media, all that. He wants things done this way. It could really upset the chemistry of your team, let alone we know how much Jimmy G is loved by his fellow teammates on the team. So I think it is very risky. And I'm with Peter on this one. I wouldn't do it.
Okay. I think there's a lot of people who think it doesn't make sense for the Niners. What do you think out there? Back to your phones at 617-779-0985.
Duggar Fast.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
My only point about all this is you've got a gift from God in Jimmy Garoppolo, which you got incredibly cheap. He just had his first year as a starting player, and he played well. He put up 48 points at New Orleans. It's just, you know, it would be one thing if we were talking about Mitchell Trubisky. We're not. We're talking about a guy who had a good year,
right,
who can probably get better and probably will get better, and who has 10 or 12 years left to play football. I just do not see the logic here at all.
That final Peter King cut, I feel like he's got a Garoppolo in his shorts to rival yours there, man.
Oh, yeah, he loves Garoppolo. There's no two ways about it.
Gift from God?
Yeah. Well, he
seems,
I think,
a bit much.
I think he means the whole value of it.
Yeah.
Like, all he did was give up a second round pick and you got a quarterback who's 23-6.
Right.
So what are you bitching about? Like, I think that's his sort of mentality. But see, the Patriots are in a unique spot in this sort of thing, or at least they were when they had the Brady-Garoppolo decision, because they won so much. So they could sacrifice it a little of it to say, okay, we are going to think long-term. Most other places don't have that. So go out and win your effing Super Bowl.
Shanahan's going to need a win here coming up. Yeah, I mean, how many big games can he blow before he, you know, I mean, he's going to be gainfully employed, I suppose, but that fella needs a win.
Sure.
I mean, he needs a big win. He needs to win that game. So he needs Brady, too. So we continue with your thoughts. We've mixed in some Celtic stuff. We've mixed in some Bruins stuff today. We'll give you a Chris Sale update as well. We continue with your thoughts. We've got Aldo and Ludlow. Go ahead, Aldo.
Hey, guys. I have a thought today. And, Murray, you'll like this. I haven't had any of the gummy bears today. Sorry about the other day. It only makes sense to bring Tommy out there if Uncle Mike is going to come downstairs and help his son Kyle. Wouldn't that be fair?
No.
No?
No.
Doesn't Tom need an offense?
Yes, Kyle Shanahan has a great offense.
He's an exceptional offensive coach.
It's really, I mean,
it's about all he is.
His play calling at the end of big games is
questionable.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah. Mike Shanahan watches every practice, as Colin Cowherd told us at the Super Bowl from his house in Denver. Well, he's already involved.
Yeah, it's the Shanahans. He doesn't, Kyle needs to close out a game. And, maybe trust his quarterback more when it matters most, or I don't know. Like, yeah, he trusted Matt Ryan stupidly at the end of that game. No, Shanahan needs a better feel for these big games when he's calling plays. His scheme is terrific. His scheme, though, is going to, you know, the bootlegs and all this stuff with Brady isn't going to work, and he knows it. He's going to have to change it up. The big thing, and you heard one of the cuts before, you know, is it a different language? Is it different terminology? Is it a different playbook than Brady's used to? I mean, if that's true, and like the big one is apparently numbers versus words. Like there's number systems and then there's word systems. And if you are a quarterback in one, going to another one's really hard. So is the Brady system here words and the Shanahan system numbers on the pass routes? Like that's a big one. So, like, that's something Brady has to consider. I mean, there's no question. I mean, because Shanahan can't change his whole terminology. He can change the offense, but he can't change the words. Can't change how it's called, I don't think.
So you say it's something Brady has to consider. I say it's something the team has to consider. If you're going to get the player is who he is. You change your system to accommodate the player. That's what you do, or at least enough. So you can't bring in Tom Brady at 43 years old and all of a sudden ask him to be something else. Like, coaching to me is adapting to what your players can and cannot do.
We've got Paul in Blackstone on the Celts. Hi, Paul.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I just wanted to call and applaud. That has been some restaurant quality trolling you guys are doing of Celtics fans right now with all the pearl clutching over what admittedly was a crappy loss and somewhat fluky circumstances. But you guys spent the better half of 5 years crapping on the green teamers because they talked up the depth, and you always told us how the high-level talent is how you win in this league, and I agree with you. So when I got in my car to head home and heard you guys doing the exact opposite now that they had these schmucks coming off the bench because of injuries and foul trouble and what have you.
Did you ever hear me say, Paul, did you ever hear me say that they shouldn't try and improve their team at the deadline or the buyout market if they have the chance? Did you ever hear me say that?
See, Mike, you're strawmanning right now. Nobody out there ever said they shouldn't try to improve the team. I think you are spinning a narrative that the Celtics didn't have a means to markedly improve the team and didn't want to make a move for the sake of moving it. And I think if you want to be fair about the conversation, you will admit that that is completely true.
If you're being fair, you should say their bench absolutely blows, Paul. And the fact that they're hanging on to these draft picks and these Jags at the end of their bench is ridiculous.
I did say that, Mike. I said they're a bunch of schmucks. I'm simply saying that if you could pick one, a team full of Jay Crowders and Avery Bradleys and all those other guys that Mike Gorman likes to gush over, or if you could have a team with lesser back-end players and more high-end talent like they have now, which one are you going to pick, Mike? They're on pace for 56 wins. They had a crappy loss, but come on.
Paul, you'd call me and support whatever he did either way. So what's the point of talking to you? Honestly, if Danny Ainge made a trade at the deadline, you'd say great pickup. If Danny Ainge doesn't make a move, you'd say they're doing the right thing. So there's really no point. Go back to the kids' table. There's just no there's no independent thought from you on your team, which is fine. That's what it means to be a fan. But we're trying to actually talk not as fans. Just an honest look at the team. And they're the only contender that did nothing. They're the only contender that did absolutely nothing. And if you turned on the game in overtime last night, which is what I did, you saw on the floor Edwards, Green, Ogele, Wanamaker, and Tice. So I guess you support that? I guess you think that's the right move? I don't know. I doubt it. No, I know you feel that way. But I also know that if they made a move, you would have called up and said, good move. So what's the point? There's no point in talking to you. Kevin in the North End. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about how it seems like Brady's kind of had this whole thing in the works for a while, obviously. You got first year without a contract. Last year was the first year he really started calling out his wide receivers. And I feel like he was trying to change the narrative, knowing where he was going, that to take sort of the focus off 43-year-old declining quarterback. So, you know, where he's at today is sort of fortunate that he had a team of wide receivers around him that really weren't that great, because it kind of took the focus off him.
So I see what you're saying, that in some ways the crappy surrounding cast benefited him, because he can blame the crappy surrounding cast versus how he declined.
True.
Yeah.
And his coach.
I guess. I don't think he declined, though. Like, I don't think he physically declined as a quarterback. I think he has invested less in his team and his teammates, and that shone through. But if he gave full investment, he would have played better last year, and they all would have played better last year. So I don't think it hit a decline. I don't.
Not physically.
Right. The decline is sort of in the intangible, the belief in his team and the effort he puts into the team and the trust in his team. Right. That's the decline. The actual decline is the quarterback, mentally and physically, I don't think it's really there.
So the one thing that I would worry about physically, and I've said this before, is that 17 games plus play or 16 games plus playoffs. And now they want to expand the schedule. I don't know if he can get through the whole thing like he used to. And he's been having trouble the last couple of years. No,
That's true.
He gets banged up, and every quarterback's going to take some hits. And so the question is then, how long does it take you to come back, and what are you going to look like? He didn't look great at the end of 2019 either, or 2018. So it's a couple of years now where it feels like, I thought from a throwing standpoint, he looked worse in 2018 than 2019. You remember all those balls he was bouncing?
Yeah.
There was a ball in Tennessee that he threw to the sideline, couldn't even get it there?
Yes.
So there were, now again, there might have been something going on. This year might have been something with the elbow. But this is part of my analysis with Brady, that I look at it and say, does he bounce back the way he used to? Is it harder for him to get into December and January and still be at his peak because he's 43?
Yeah, there's probably some of that.
So that I wonder about. And again, the year he served the 4-game suspension, I think that might have helped him. So that part I do, I wonder if there's some physical element there.
Is he still good enough to win a Super Bowl?
Hell yeah.
Okay, thank
you. Hell yeah, with the right team, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We continue with your thoughts. There's a couple open lines at 617-779-0985 to you right after the latest here with Big Jim Murray.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger and Mads.
I love it.
You were right, Mads.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
So, Chris, at this time, we are waiting for one more opinion. And we want to make sure that that we get everybody's opinion on this. It's obviously... It's we need to get this right, and it's a very important, obviously, player that we want to do things the right way and get as many as opinions as we can. Dr. Andrews did see it and read it, the MRI, and I don't want to comment on what he said until we find out from one more opinion on what they think. And then Chris, once he gets all the information, Chris will let you guys know. And we'll talk to you guys and tell you, you know, more on his end, what he's thinking. But that's kind of where we are on Chris. And don't read into this that this is the worst case scenario, and that's why we're getting these opinions. We want to make sure we're right in what we do and in as many opinions as we can get.
Who's the next opinion?
Dr. Eletrash.
Okay, so that's Ron Renneke, your manager. Not exactly a ball of lightning there.
Seriously. Go back, try to listen to the whole thing.
Whee.
Oh, it's like you might as well just like peel your face off.
But I also love, you know, like I hate that they get the uniform personnel involved in their bull crap. Don't read into the fact that it's the worst case. You know, tickets are still available. Like I still feel like that's just sort of the undercurrent. When their manager talks like that, it's like, no, the dude's had arm problems for a year. You had to shut him down after a first bullpen session. Now you're going to see the foremost sports injury experts in the country. It ain't good, you know? And you don't have to say that, but to say, well, you know, we shouldn't read into it. It's like, just cut the crap for a minute. Cut the crap for 1 minute, Red Sox, just for a second. Cut the crap.
Yeah, oh, yeah, reserve judgment.
God!
Yeah, I just, there's that reserve judgment again, is what he's telling you.
Listen, it gets so frustrating. But so what do you read into the third? Now they're going for a third opinion on it.
It's bad. It's bad. And here's the other thing. Okay, let's say they advise against surgery again. So what? How does that change anything? He's got a screwed up elbow. He's going to start throwing. It's going to happen again. He didn't even start throwing this time, for crying out loud. So now you're going to put him through the rigors of what? A 35-start season, 32 starts, hell, 25. Put the number wherever you want, and he's going to make it and be good? It's irrelevant. Whether he has a surgery or not now is irrelevant. They screwed it up already. He's cooked. Forget this season. You're not going to get the best out of him this year, and then he's going to have to get cut sooner or later. So you want to put it off again? Fine, put it off till the end of the year. I mean, he's going to miss 2021 regardless. So if you want to wait till the end of the year, you can. Might as well give yourself the chance at this stage if you want to play that game. But it's done. He's even if he can pitch, what's it going to be? Is this a guy who can throw 88 miles an hour and beat people? Because I don't think so.
No. I mean, not yet. He hasn't really become that.
Yeah, they're porked. It's over. For this year, it's over with him. He's just put it this way. Let's say there's no surgery. When's he pitching? How much? They gave him all winter to rehab.
Right.
He got on the mound and threw a bullpen and his elbow flared up. So how much more time do they have to give him off to get him there now?
Right.
2 months? 3 months? So now we're looking at what, the All-Star break? And then when he comes back and ramps it up, what's going to happen? Maybe he can get through, but he's probably going to be throwing 89 miles an hour. They screwed it up. They already missed it.
It just seems silly. You're looking for a third opinion. You got bad news on both. Just have the surgery like you should have last year.
Yeah, how do we read it? Like, just guess. Do you think that they really want him to get the surgery and Andrew said no? So they're looking to see if the next guy says get surgery, or just the opposite? They want to put off surgery. Andrew said it's time. And they would just want to, you know.
Oh, I think it's the latter. It's bad news on both fronts. So let's see what this other guy. You know, maybe we can find something else so he doesn't have to go under the knife.
Yeah, which one are they hoping for with the third opinion?
They're hoping that someone tells him that he doesn't have to have surgery.
Right.
So my only question is it them or is it him? Because I think he is the kind of guy that would say, is there any chance I can wait 2 months and pitch?
Yeah, I mean,
hit me with the PRP injection.
And at this stage, in all honesty, this just occurred to me as we were talking. At this stage, the calendar works in their favor. If you have it now, he's not coming back till the start of 2022 anyway. If you have it in November, he's not coming back till the start of 2022 anyway.
So there is some wriggle room here now.
So you could wait. For what, though? Like, honestly, if it were me, I would want it resolved as quickly as possible so that I get him back 2 years after surgery versus a year and a half. I'll take every month or day or week I can get to try to get him in the right spot. So I think they've already whiffed. He should have had it last fall and he didn't. Now here they are. Now he's going to miss 2 years. Stupid.
But don't read into anything. Don't just assume this is the worst case. There are family packs still available.
Four-pack, $99. That includes parking, hot dog, and popcorn.
And our tiered games, the tier five game, you get for $8 if you're a student. Like, I half feel like I just... Oh, God, I so don't trust the Red Sox on that.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Really, I
sort of listen to them, and I say, what difference does it make? He's going to come back now. He can't pitch anyway. You guys are just blowing smoke up my skirt. You never tell me anything head-on anyway. And in this case, maybe they're respecting the player's wishes. I have no idea. But to me, the bigger thing is they screwed it up months ago, and now it's biting them in the ass.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts. This, Brady, Washington, some Bruins and Celtics, whatever you want. 617-779-0985. To you and a reset of the latest on Brady right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
But I can tell you right now that I've spoken to executives with 8 different teams that are at the very least monitoring Tom Brady's free agency. They are going down this list, having internal discussions right now saying, is this the right fit for our organization? 4 of those teams, I believe, would sign him right now. The varying levels of interest within those teams makes it such, though, we still have such a long way to go. 2 weeks.
Right.
Doesn't feel
right.
That long, but there's a lot of progress that needs to be made between the teams that are interested in Tom and the teams that Tom are interested in.
Jeff Darlington today. 8 teams, which to me is meaningless. Because if Brady's not going to go to them, and the Patriots know he's not going to go to them, then they're not really a factor. Right, what's his market? Like, that's just my question. There's been varying reports on this. I think the Patriots have, you know, let it leak out or have told certain people that Brady's not going to get what he's expecting. And so I wonder, is that right? Have the Patriots gauged the market properly? Meanwhile, Brady's people say, and Darlington's obviously one of them, no, he's got a huge market. There's 8 teams in on him. So which one's right? Who's right? Who's wrong? And I arrived at maybe they're both right in that the teams that Brady would actually go to, very few. Those teams, not interested or it's not a fit. There's plenty of teams interested, but Tampa doesn't count. He's not going to go there. So what does that mean? So the Patriots are right in that, which is why the San Francisco development is significant, because he would go there. He would go. That's a serious suitor. That's a serious team. That's an organization that's turned around the last couple of years. A lot of pieces in place on the field and off. Never mind that's where he's from. That whole story. Never mind, it's a really nice place. The South Bay there, Silicon Valley, like that's their people, Maz. Gazillionaires.
Sure.
That is, you know, Giselle would be comfortable there. That's a nice place. And so that's a real suitor. Tennessee's a real suitor. Tampa, Miami, Chargers, Raiders, he's not going to go. And the Patriots know it. So they can leverage him like that. But the Titans and Niners and the more teams that get involved that are serious matter. And so it's picking up on the Brady front. Meanwhile, Bill and Brady finally spoke, and Bill gave him the wet rag over the phone. I mean, I don't even know what that means. I just made that up. He gave him the
finger on the phone, essentially.
Gave him the usual snot, you know, snot rocket.
Grunt, snort.
So Jimmy Stewart heard this and, you know, sent us a text on it at 9:30. Karen Garesian and the Boston Herald, Tommy Kern, NBC Sports Boston, both followed up on it with similar reports. Kern said the talk wasn't particularly productive. The impression drawn was that Belichick spoke as if Brady was still under contract, so spoke down to him or whatever. Karen Garesian writes that the two connected on phone and their conversation about Brady's pending free agency didn't go well, per a source. It was the first time Belichick had contacted Brady about his contract situation and the Patriots' plans going forward. The source wouldn't shed further light on the discussion or the particulars, other than noting it wasn't all that fruitful. While the contract talks appear to be off to a rocky start, it doesn't necessarily preclude the team from signing its 6-time Super Bowl winner. But starting off on the wrong foot certainly doesn't help. The market for Brady's services has been very good, according to the source, says Garesian. Multiple teams have expressed an interest. The latest rumors ensnared the San Francisco 49ers and described an almost fairy tale-ish finish, with Brady going home to play for the team he rooted for as a child. A source indicated on Tuesday there was definitely something to that speculation. So here we are with Brady. He's getting interest, real interest from teams he would actually go to, and Bill's shooting snot rockets to him on the phone. How do you read all that, Maz?
Well, so I think that Brady only needs a couple of legit places to go to. Hell, he only really needs one other than New England. So whether it's Tennessee or San Francisco, if it's in both, he's in great shape. And can I just say, too, I don't totally eliminate the Raiders. So I'm not telling you it's likely or unlikely. I'm just telling you I don't eliminate it. There's too much smoke there in Vegas between the property and the team, you know, obviously moving there, the Gruden factor, like too much smoke there. Because I also think if Brady wants a receiver, the Raiders have a need there and could go get one. So if Odell Beckham's on the market, the Raiders could trade for Odell Beckham. They could do that. And maybe they appease Brady that way. That's aside. As for the conversation between Bill and Tom, my only question is what Belichick's motives were. And there might be none. It might just be Bill being Bill, blowing snot out his nose. And like, screw you, I'm the coach, you're the quarterback. That's still the dynamic. I'm in charge, and that's always going to be the case, whether you like it or not. And in all probability, that's what it was. But I do wonder, and I put this on both sides, actually, the fact that Bill treated him the way he treated him, and the fact that it's out, and I think it came from the Brady side, because how does it serve Belichick to let that information out? I don't think it does. But the fact that it came out is either Brady trying to appeal to Kraft, get involved because your coach is an a-hole, or if Belichick did it on purpose and acted like a jerk on purpose, he wants to make sure Kraft doesn't intervene. So I'm just throwing conspiracy theories out there. I'm not telling you. My guess is it's probably Bill just being Bill.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. And if I'm Brady, I hear that and I say, well, he ain't going to change. Even if he has to fake it when I have said, for me to come back, one of the things that needs to change here is that I need to be appreciated more. I want to be respected. I want to maybe have some say in personnel decisions. You're still going to talk to me like I'm just generic employee X. I'm good.
Because remember at the beginning of this thing when it all started, one of the theories that had been floating out there, and Bedard preached it and other people preached it, Gasper preached it, that Brady expects Kraft to jump in at the end. So wouldn't this be a great time, less than 2 weeks before, nut cutting time, the moment of truth, to make it clear that it's not working with Bill? Robert, get your ass in here.
Hey, Robert, he's doing it again.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why I've been playing that clip, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, saying that Brady has reached out and spoke to Robert Kraft, but Robert Kraft doesn't have anything to do with the football decisions. Like, based on what I heard in that clip, it's Robert saying, no, you got to deal with Bill on this. I'm hands off.
So I do think there's a bit of a game of chicken going on there. And it's Brady saying, Robert, are you going to jump in or not? And it's Bill saying, Robert, don't jump in. Don't jump in, Robert. Stay out. Stay out. Let me do this my way. We might be 9-7 next year, but we'll be better off in the long term. Don't do it to me again. You screwed me on Garoppolo. Stay out. It could be that. I don't underestimate that element in the game going on between Bill and Tom. It's all about Kraft. Because Kraft is looking at it going, well, I'm just going to let Bill do it. Because if this thing blows up, I can blame it on Bill. Because Tom's already blaming Bill.
But here's what makes the Garoppolo thing back here so interesting. And that is, it really sort of brings the thing full circle. And Bill gets his guy back. And the fans are appeased a little bit. As just some of the informal polling that we've done. As mad as you would be if they let Brady walk out the door, if Jimmy Garoppolo were the consolation prize, would that mitigate the damage? Would that appease you? And Maz put his poll up. It was 65% said yes to that question.
It was even higher, actually. It was closer to 68.
Okay. 68% of you said, yep, that would mitigate the damage. That would appease you. That'd be a nice landing. So PR-wise, that would be good for the Crafts because it would appease you. PR-wise, internally, it would be good for the Crafts because Bill gets his guy back. And it's just sort of a night. Oh, never mind the fact that Garoppolo's a pretty good young quarterback and Bill can, you know, win with him. He won with him before. And it would be a good football move, especially if they can get him for something less than a first-round pick, which is I'm sort of stuck on. I've arrived at, too. If they're trading for Garoppolo, I do not want to give up that first-round pick for him. I don't think I need to give up that first-round pick for him.
What if you had to get him?
No.
I might pause.
I'd do it. You said something earlier about
I might pause. Just give me a second. I mean, I guess I would. I'll tell you this. I would if they've already determined that Stidham isn't the guy. If they like Stidham, then no. No. If they feel they can coach Stidham up into being Garoppolo's equal, then no. What's the point? I wait for Stidham and don't pay him any money and keep my draft picks. If they look at Stidham already and say, no, he'll never be that, he's nothing more than a backup, then I would do it. How's that?
Okay, because when we discussed it earlier, you did say something to the effect of, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said something to the effect of, when they traded him, they got a second. If they then have to trade a first to get him back, they lose the transaction.
Yes.
I don't care about losing the transaction.
No, I know.
Well, I do, because they didn't get enough for him in the first place when he was a shiny new toy who had won a handful of games, and you could have duped a dumb GM to giving you maybe a couple of first-round picks, like Cleveland. So you take a measly second-round pick, and now this kid is a few years older, goes to a Super Bowl, craps his pants in the biggest game of his life, and now you're going to give a first for him? No! No, absolutely not.
Okay, so I get that, but I look at it as if he's your quarterback and you feel he's your quarterback, who cares?
Yeah, what's the difference? 23, 33, 63?
Yeah, sure. Willy-nilly with these picks going for it. Hey, you want one for Coney Ealy? He won't even end up playing? Take a third. How about a piece of crap like Brandon Cooks was overrated? Take a first. Oh, your bum quarterback who was a sidecar to the Super Bowl and then sucked in that game? Eh, have a first for him, too. Eh, throw all the picks around. What the hell? Who cares? It's more asset mismanagement. You're out of your mind if you would give a first at this point for Garoppolo.
Okay. All I'm telling you is that I give the Patriots grief from wanting to win every negotiation. Danny Ainge does the same thing with trades. You got to win every trade. If it helps your team, who the hell cares?
So I'm with you. I just don't think they need to do it.
I
don't think they need to do it, because the only reason you would have to give up the 23rd pick is if the team sitting at number 22 was willing to give them their pick. So I asked before, what team at the bottom of the first round, because again, a team at the top of the first round isn't giving up a pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. They're drafting a quarterback or what? You're not giving up a top 10 pick for Garoppolo. Probably even top 15. I just don't think he has that kind of value. So it would have to be a team at the bottom of the first round. Who would do that? And you had some good answers. Tennessee might do that. Indy, who's drafting, you said 14 though?
Indy's 14th, yeah.
That just feels a little high. I don't know. So I'm not giving up a first round because I don't think those teams are going to do it. And I think you can get Garoppolo back with, I don't know, maybe the rights to Gronkowski and a third, which are these comp picks at the bottom of the third. Or do you send them Edelman too, because you're going to sell high on Edelman, or, you know, get out while getting good on Edelman, be one step ahead on Edelman, who feels like he's in the decline. Edelman and a bottom third round, you know, end of the third round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, that feels better to me.
That's enough. That's enough. What about Miami, who has a pick at 26? They get three first-rounders.
That's a team that would do it.
Another good one.
Right, that's because, especially with the three firsts.
Oh, I like that.
Would you rather draft a guy there that you got to start all over with, or trade for Garoppolo, who your coaches have some experience with? Right, there's another good one. Excellent one.
Miami's great.
Excellent. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, they get first-round picks coming out every orifice in their organization.
5, 18, and 26 they got in that first round this year.
So I only give up a first round if I have to, and only if I think Stidham's not the guy. I think otherwise you should be able to do it. And especially now, here's just one last thing before we go to the quick update here, is that I think Don Yee has some say in this. And this is just like on the way out the door where Don Yee sort of prevented you from keeping Garoppolo. Now maybe he can steer him back to you, because Don Yee can help orchestrate the whole thing. Brady to San Fran, Garoppolo here. He's the agent for both. And he can tell whatever team's trying to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, he doesn't want to go there. He wants to go to New England. You can trade for him, but he's not going to work with you on the contract. He'll play for you and he'll show up, of course, but he doesn't want to be there. He wants to be in New England. So they can pee in the pool. And he can help orchestrate Garoppolo back to New England, just like he orchestrated Garoppolo to San Francisco in the first place. So there's all of that. That's all that reset. I promise, your phone's on everything after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.